Welcome to episode 426 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. John 14, verse 6. Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Many Jews lived outside of the Promised Land during the time between the Testaments. Earlier, at the time of Jeremiah, a large contingent had sought refuge in Egypt. Then in 586 BC, the city of Jerusalem was destroyed along with the temple. Many of the remaining Jews were taken into captivity. When they were allowed to return to the Promised Land a number of years later, more chose to remain in Babylon than return. With the conquest of the known world by Alexander the Great in about 330 BC, Greek became the international language. There were Jewish settlements in most Greek-speaking cities. Jews who lived outside Israel eventually forgot how to speak Hebrew. As such, they could no longer read the scriptures in the original language. When the scriptures were taught in the synagogue, they had to be translated from Hebrew into Greek. This created the need for a written Greek version of the Old Testament scripture. Thus, about 250 BC in Alexandria, Egypt, the most important Jewish center outside of Palestine, the Jews began to translate the Old Testament into Greek, the language they spoke and read. This translation became known as the Septuagint, which means 70. According to an ancient work, 70, or in some cases 72 scholars, translated the scripture from Hebrew into Greek. These translators began with the five books of Moses, and as the years went by, they translated all the books of the Old Testament into Greek. This Greek translation of the Old Testament, the Septuagint, became popular among the Jews since Greek was no longer their principal language, even in Israel. Each generation would become less and less familiar with the Hebrew. The period between the two Testaments was turbulent for the Jews. They were subject to different foreign powers. Much of their literature written during this period reflected their struggle. With many religious and political struggles, they hoped for better days when the promised Messiah would come and bring them into a new golden age of peace. In addition to the translation of the Hebrew Old Testament into Greek, other books were also translated into this new international language. This included books of the Old Testament Apocrypha, some of which were originally written in Greek. These writings reflected the hope for better days ahead. This, of course, would add to their popularity. In addition, they filled the gaps of Jewish history with stories of heroism during difficult times. Since there was not much literature produced by Jews during this time in their history, the people cherished whatever written works they possessed. This added further value to the Old Testament Apocrypha. One odd thing about the Old Testament Apocrypha is that none of the books make mention of the Messiah. This is particularly strange since these books were composed when there was a great need for the Messiah to deliver Israel from its various enemies. As we move to the New Testament period, we find that Jesus and his disciples basically use the Septuagint as their Old Testament. This is despite the fact that their main spoken language was probably Aramaic and not Greek. When they quoted the Hebrew scriptures, it was usually from the Septuagint and not the Hebrew version. However, though they used the Septuagint extensively, they never cited the Old Testament Apocrypha as scripture. They directly quoted most of the books of the Old Testament, often with such introductory phrases such as, "It is written," or "God says." However, the books of the Apocrypha were never quoted. Some Bibles, particularly those used by Roman Catholics, do include some of these additional Old Testament books, which are referred to as the Apocrypha or Deuterocanonical books. The word Apocrypha means hidden, while the word Deuterocanonical means second canon. The books of the Apocrypha include 1st and 2nd Esdras, Tobit, Judith, Wisdom of Solomon, Ecclesiasticus, Baruch, the Letter of Jeremiah, Prayer of Manasseh, 1st and 2nd Maccabees, as well as additions to the well-known books of Esther and Daniel. Not all of these books are included in Catholic Bibles.
Today's top 10 list.
10 notes about the Apocrypha.
Number 1.
The nation of Israel treated the Apocrypha or the Deuterocanonical books with respect, but never accepted them as true books of the Hebrew Bible.
Number 2.
The early Christian church debated the status of the Apocrypha, but few early Christians believed they belonged in the canon of Scripture.
Number 3.
The New Testament quotes from the Old Testament hundreds of times, but never quotes or alludes to any of the apocryphal deuterocanonical books.
Number 4.
Some of what the Apocrypha or deuterocanonicals say is true and correct. However, due to historical and theological errors, the books must be viewed as fallible historical and religious documents, not as the inspired, authoritative word of God.
Number 5.
One of the apocryphal books, 1 Esdras, is similar in content to books found in the Old Testament. It basically retells the stories found in three Old Testament books, the Book of Ezra, a part of the Book of Nehemiah, and a part of 2 Chronicles. But it adds other material that is found nowhere in the Old Testament.
Number 6.
Other writings of the Old Testament Apocrypha add new information to existing Old Testament books. There are a number of additions made to the Book of Esther, as well as additions made to the Book of Daniel. There are also two books associated with the prophet Jeremiah, the Letter of Jeremiah and Baruch. Sometimes these writings are added to the Book of Jeremiah instead of standing alone. Thus, each of these writings attempts to add content to existing Old Testament books. The Prayer of Manasseh is added to explain the repentance of Manasseh as recorded in 2 Chronicles 33, verses 12 to 13.
Number 7.
Two of the books of the Old Testament Apocrypha are what is known as wisdom literature. Old Testament wisdom literature includes works like Psalms and Proverbs. Instead of adding content to actual Old Testament stories, these two works attempt to teach the proper use of wisdom. The Wisdom of Solomon is attributed to the biblical character Solomon, while Ecclesiasticus was written by a Jewish teacher named Jesus, son of Sirach.
Number 8.
While many of the books of the Old Testament Apocrypha are connected with actual Old Testament characters and real events, two of the writings concern two unknown characters, Judith and Tobit. Their stories are set in Old Testament times, but they themselves are nowhere mentioned in the Old Testament. There is no historical basis for these stories.
Number 9.
There are two writings contained in the Old Testament Apocrypha that deal with the time of the Maccabees, or events that occurred between the Testaments. 1 Maccabees gives a more historical understanding of this period, while 2 Maccabees provides a more theological or spiritual understanding. 1 Maccabees in particular is helpful in filling in important information about this period.
Number 10.
2 Esdras, though supposedly written by the scribe Ezra, was actually composed to respond to the destruction of the city of Jerusalem by the Romans in AD 70. It speaks of God's judgment on sin. It is similar to the book of Revelation in the New Testament, and actually comes after Jesus' death, resurrection, and ascension. While these books of the Old Testament Apocrypha may be spiritually intriguing, they have no spiritual import if they do not point us to Jesus. Father, we thank you that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Help us to remember that whenever we read any book that may have religious themes. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.